You're listening to the Ask Drone You podcast. You ask, we answer your drone questions. Whether you're here to turn your passion into profit or you simply fly for fun, we're a community of learners and teachers who aspire to achieve greatness. We are
Drone You.
Hello, everyone, and good morning to another fun episode of Ask Drone You. My name is Paul.
And my name is Rob, and this is fun episode number 633. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Hope you're having a great, great week.
Definitely. It is a news-filled week here in the drone industry. If you've been hiding under a rock, then you wouldn't know about it. But if you've been in the forums, if you've been on Facebook, if you've even seen some of the headlines, what's trending in Google News, then you can't miss all the new things that are going on. So what are we talking about? A couple of pieces of news, and also some news that you're going to hear first on Ask Drone You about DJI's newest products. So we're very excited about that release. I'm personally excited about one of those things. We cannot confirm or deny the information. I just want to put it out there because we've heard from a little birdie about these new products. It hasn't been confirmed yet, but I have a feeling it will be true. And if not, well, then I'll be the first to say, hey, we were wrong.
Oops. So,
but I feel pretty confident about it, Rob. So that's why I'm cool. But before we get there, some pieces of news. If you're not familiar with TFRs, become familiar with them. They're temporary flight restrictions, because now the FAA has a whole new system of limiting your flight operations. They're called temporary restricted areas. They're actually made to protect military exercises. So when the military is out doing its thing, like yesterday, for example, I was going home to go to lunch, mm-hmm. and there were two Black Hawks hovering over the nearest hill, literally picking up people and dropping them off. Like, I could see it from my house.
So they were on an exercise of some sort.
Yes, but I'd never seen them that close to town. Like, yeah. That was weird.
That is
And
weird.
I wanted to fly over there so bad, but I didn't. And thanks to these TRAs, I could have been in trouble without even knowing it, which was effective yesterday, August 7th, 2017. If you're looking for the documentation, it's 82FR29380. Docket number FAA 2016-9536, and then document number itself is 2017-13566, and you can find it on, well, they say it's on regulations.gov, but I'm actually on the Federal Register, and that's where I'm looking at it now. We're going to have a whole show about TRAs. We're also going to have a whole show with news that's connected to TRAs, which is the fact that now the military has been given essentially the government's okay to shoot down drones that fly within restricted airspace on military bases. Now, Rob could tell from my very rash reaction off screen that
I wasn't. It wasn't very nice.
Wasn't directed at you.
Well, actually, it was.
It's okay. We're just going to leave it at
about that.
Bleep, bleep. Two-word statement. Anyway, man. I'm not a big fan of anyone shooting any drones out of the sky because it is, quote-unquote, illegal, according to the federal government. But this could give reason, this could give explanation or elaboration as to why the federal government has not enforced shooting down of civilian drones. This could be the reason right here. I'm just speculating. I'm just throwing this out there. It could be for a totally different reason, yeah, other than to actually protect military bases. So, ladies and gentlemen, if you're flying your drone, you better make sure you know where military bases are and not fly over them. But also a fair warning to military police. One of my old neighbors, who's an ex-Delta Force guy, and before that, spent 10 years as a military police officer. I would say, guys, sometimes there are legal operations that would entail a drone flying kind of close to the wall of a military base. I don't see it going in, but if I had to do a mapping mission, like of a resort next to, like, let's say San Diego's Naval Base, right? If I had to do something near it and I had to do a mapping mission to get an orbit around a building facade so I can get good data, it could mean flying really close, but not in the restricted airspace.
Sure.
So, you know, military police officers out there, don't forget, you shoot a drone down, it's got to come down from the sky somewhere, and it's going to hit something. So I would just say, as a drone pilot, give people the benefit of the doubt, and if there's always another way to bring the thing down, go for it.
Well, I would assume there's going to be some sort of communication or permission granted relative to that flight so that the base would know what's going on if it's done correctly.
But we both know with multi-level institutions that there can sometimes be information that is lost through the telephone system, we'll call it, right? You have played the telephone as a game as a kid before.
No doubt about it.
I tell you something in your ear, then it makes it around the circle, ends up being something completely different. That's what I'm worried about, okay? Obviously, I don't want my drone shot down.
Yeah, of course, and I don't want your drone shot down. I don't have a drone, so I'll say your drone. But, I agree, and you're right. That communication in any system like this is going to take a while to get to where it's working well.
Definitely.
But in the meantime, I do hope that, you know, innocent people's drones don't get shot down. We don't want that.
True. But guys, you should know also not to fly in over military bases anyway. If you do, you do need permission from the commander. I've heard varying stories about people working with military bases. We've got a great story from Oceana, which is in Virginia Beach, where my parents used to have a beach house. I love Virginia Beach. I've heard great stories about working with their commander, and I've heard horrible stories about working with commanders in California. Mm-hmm. So, but I can also understand the volume of California versus Virginia Beach. I mean, you got a lot more people in California who just go at things willy-nilly. And
yeah, willy-nilly, or just because the rules are so hard to understand anyways, and they're constantly being smothered by them, so they say, what the heck?
Or there's that.
I mean,
thank you, Captain Obvious, Rob. I appreciate that.
Oh, that is cold-blooded. That actually might be worse than the bleep bleep from earlier. Paul's in rare form today, folks.
I just love it that you said that, because it's so true. You know what? It's even more so true in Canada. I actually, in working with the Canadian
Especially
government,
now. Yeah,
I've got to give major props to the FAA, because seriously, wow.
The theory of relativity at its best.
No, I mean, Canada used to be so good about drone law. Very free, very accepting, very willing to... Now everyone needs a special flight operations certificate, and if you're a foreigner, you're not getting one, and we gave out the first one last week. It's been a nightmare getting an SFOC in Canada, but you know what? Hopefully it gets better. I know they're in a transition period right now, mm-hmm. but Canada used to have a great system, killer system.
It actually made sense.
It sure did.
It was user-friendly.
You know what's really interesting? When I went up to Canada recently for vacation, every one of my friends who's Canadian had a drone. None of them, because like I brought like the law with me. So if I was at customs again, I could be like, here's this. None of them knew any of the rules at all. Didn't have it like labeled, nothing.
So, i.e. they don't care.
Not at all.
That's really,
which is like,
they're smart people. I mean, they could figure it out. Oh, they're just not paying attention.
They don't. Yeah. They really don't care. Cause they're like, what am I really going to do? Like, I like to fly around my boat. That's it. Period.
Yeah.
So anyway, let's not go down that rabbit hole. All right, let's talk about announcements. So here we are. We went on a rant way too long.
Oh, wow.
Sorry, guys. All right. So DJI is supposedly about to have a new announcement. And supposedly we're going to see an Osmo 2 with a much bigger sensor, that same sensor that you see in the Phantom 4 Pro. If this is true, Rob, I want one right now. For real, because if it has good low light capability and that much mm-hmm. larger sensor, honestly, I may buy two, because Osmo is one of my favorite cameras to use. And if it has that sensor in it, like, wow, is it going to be powerful?
Yeah.
So very excited about that. Also, a little birdie flew into my ear and said that a new Mavic is coming out.
So maybe that will be the one that I get.
Sure. But supposedly, sure. supposedly the systems in it are a little bit different, meaning the camera doesn't change. In fact, little birdie said the camera, it gets degraded, but I don't believe DJI would do that.
I don't think they'd do that.
I don't think they would do that.
But what do we know?
Exactly. Speculation. That being said, the new Mavic supposedly is going to be a little bit tougher, a little stronger, which honestly, DJI, I love my Mavic Pro.
Actually pretty tough as is, right? That's my understanding as far as the way they're built and so forth.
For people who are the Best Buy connoisseurs, they tend to break the gimbal clamp a lot.
Mm.
So, and that's understandable if you're not used to doing that on and off with the gimbal clamp and creating that habit. I can totally understand. But supposedly it's a much more resilient system, and It's coming out soon, so very excited about that. And you heard it here first on Ask Drone U. So if you appreciate this information or believe it or not, I want to hear your thoughts. Just go to the Drone U Facebook page, facebook.com/DroneU. And I want to hear your thoughts, your statements on this. If you haven't left us a review, please do so. You can do so on iTunes or wherever you download podcasts. And guys, seriously, thank you for being a part of this show. Wow, the community has grown so much. And I'm just very, very grateful for the people in this community because they fire me up every day. And I can't say thank you enough. In fact, I can't wait till we move into our bigger studio and more people can come visit because I really appreciate seeing a lot of these guys.
Oh, it's so awesome. I love when they stop by.
Definitely. Well, guys, that's going to do it for us today. Thank you very much for listening. And if you have a question, go to askdroneu.com and upload it today. My name is Paul.
My name is Rob.
And this is Ask Drone U.
We believe that videos, images, words, and sounds have the absolute power to inform, inspire, and entertain. We reject indecision, confusion, and vanity, for they work against the community. We are united under the virtues of safety and knowledge. We are a training community of learners and teachers who encourage and energize each other to achieve greatness. We are pilots, videographers, photographers, freelancers, business owners, enthusiasts, experts, and apprentices. We are creators. We are the Drone U.